Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Blood and Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you. No time, go do it. Boop, 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 boop.
Boop. Okay.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 19th, 2012. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Adj Guy.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. All right. So then we're going to start with news today. Then we'll go into our week in gaming. Then the first 20, we had a tiebreaker on our poll between, what was it, between Pikmin 2 and
The Fable the Journey, the demo. So, and I didn't get the vote, so I'm breaking the tie with Fable the Journey.
Yeah.
Which means I've decided here's how we'll do this. Whatever game gets second place gets to come back on next week's list.
That's
third
fair
place
enough.
Is out.
Okay. All right, then. So, yeah, we'll do that, and that'll be fun. And then we'll do the releases, and that'll be the show. So let's get going.
Okay. First big news, I guess, at TGS, which has started. We got a new PlayStation 3 model. It's smaller. It is coming in a 250-gigabyte and 500-gigabyte variant, except in Europe, where instead of a 250, they're getting a 12-gigabyte flash option.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has the hard drive bay, and if you add a hard drive, you actually lose that 12 gigabytes.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. In the States, you'll start at $269 in a bundle that comes with Uncharted 3 Game of the Year Edition and $30 in in-game currency for Dust514. Which
not
is
bad.
An interesting push, I think.
Yeah.
And then the 500-gigabyte version comes out a week later at $299.
Doesn't one of them come with a different game?
Don't think so.
What was I thinking that?
I don't know.
What, I don't even remember what game now. All right. Oh, sorry.
Okay. But yeah, what I think is interesting is it's no longer a slot-loading drive. It's like a pop-open tray, like you know, the PS2 slimline.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't even think it pops. I think it slides to the side.
Really?
Yeah, no one seems to be talking about this as much. Like, that's the
I mean, it ultimately doesn't matter. I mean,
I guess.
Just, it's going to play video games.
Yes, and Blu-rays.
And Blu-rays, of course.
The other big thing that they said in November, PlayStation Plus will finally come to the Vita.
That's cool. It's still, like, the same subscription, right? You don't have to pay.
Yeah, one subscription's universal. You get an additional gigabyte of storage for your Vita saves, so it's 2 gigs total. Auto-updating... free games, pretty much what you get on the PS3, just on
it's
the
Vita. That's cool, though,
yeah. Yes, I'm for it. Let's see, some Wii U stuff, no shocker, but it is confirmed that the Wii U games will be $60, and the Pro Controller will be $50.
Yeah, sounds about right. No, that's what those things cost now.
They also said while they're not selling the gamepad in the States, you can replace them for a fee. They won't say what that fee is.
It'll be expensive.
What do you think?
$100.
I think more.
Really? It might be.
The yen conversion for what they're selling them in Japan comes out to about $175.
Yeah, well, the yen conversion for the system was
yeah,
a lot higher.
Yeah, but working on a similar ratio structure, I think 150.
We'll see. It'll be between 1 and 150 for
yeah.
sure. No lower, no higher.
Yep. And if you want to transfer all of your WiiWare and Virtual Console purchases, you will need the original hardware. Interestingly, you need a SD card in the Wii U as well.
Really?
That's going to be a pain in the ass, though, because, like, it's not like DS's where, you know, it's its own self-contained system. Like, they're going to be presumably hooked up to the same TV.
Right.
So, I don't know, we'll see how that goes, I guess.
I feel like storage is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Just in general, all these...
Don't trade in your Wii, is the moral of the story. Also, they listed 20 titles for actual launch day.
Really? Already?
Yeah. It includes things you'd hope for, like Rayman, Mass Effect, Assassin's Creed, Zombie U... What I find curious, there are only 2 Nintendo-published titles on launch
day.
Nintendo Land and Mario.
Well, what else would really... Because Pikmin's not going to be...
I don't know, but it's just... don't you just find
Mario?
It odd, though, that like Nintendo's like, yeah, we only got 2 games ready for this?
They only had 2 games ready for the 64 launch.
That's true.
GameCube, they had Luigi's Mansion, Wave Race. What else did Nintendo have for that launch?
Something.
For Wii, they had Zelda, Wii Sports. Did they have anything else?
I don't know. Now that I think about it. I guess this is par for the course.
Right, yeah.
Odd.
I mean, it's two good, supposedly good games. It'll be enough.
So, everyone's favorite Blue Bomber, the Mega Man, is celebrating his, 25th anniversary?
Oh, really?
So...
Are they actually going to do anything?
You gotta love this. So, he turns 25 in December. And they previously said, like, they're going to do stuff, but they don't want you to get too excited.
They don't want you to get too excited.
Here's the quote. In December, some but not all plans for the coming year of celebrations will be shared. There are many moving parts, not everything will be done in final come December. No one has promised a game or even an announcement of one at that time. Please do keep expectations in check.
I appreciate their honesty, but...
Yeah, it's like, someone said, guys, we should really... do something for Mega Man's 25th birthday.
If we have to.
Maybe we'll release some concept art or something.
Ever since Inafune left, they just seem to have disdain for Mega Man.
I know, right? It's really weird.
It is very, very bizarre. Like, they still own Mega Man. What do they care if Inafune left?
Yeah.
Make some money off them. Yeah. Make some games.
Yeah.
They did good for the 20th anniversary. They released that awesome collection. It had Mega Man's 1 through 8 in it.
Yeah.
And, like,
that's what people want.
Yeah.
They like.
I don't know. Do something.
It's very bizarre.
Whatever. It's funny how the best, like, of these recent celebrations seems to be the Kirby one of all things.
Yeah.
Like, the Kirby one, like, the Mario one, they just re-released,
All-Stars.
All-Stars.
Like, the SNES ROM. Yeah.
The Kirby thing is, like, an awesome collection. It comes, like, a CD and, like, all these other things. Hello.
Yep.
Nothing for Metroid. Zelda didn't really have anything. They kind of released that cool CD that came with,
Yeah. That's about it.
I guess they had a new game come out, but, I mean, yeah, sure.
Well, Microsoft has renewed the Killer Instinct trademark, so maybe they're not afraid to do something without the original creators. I don't know.
A dream last night I was playing a new Killer Instinct, and it was a lot
How
fun.
Was it?
It was actually cool.
There you go, guys. Mike Minotti's dreams have confirmed that the new Killer Instinct by Microsoft will be pretty cool.
But it was also nothing like a real fighting game. I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird dream. I don't even care about Killer Instinct. I don't think I ever played a Killer Instinct for more than 10 minutes. To be honest.
The thing about Killer Instinct that was interesting was it was very much a dial-a-combo game. Where, like,
right.
You could mash a 25-button sequence really quickly, and then it would play out unless someone did a combo breaker.
If you're going to do it now while you kind of still have this resurgence of the genre going on.
I guess. I hope they learn single-player lessons from Mortal Kombat so I can learn the deep lore of Killer Instinct.
Right, right.
It's been a crazy week for BioWare.
Yeah, what's going on?
So first they announced Dragon Age 3 Inquisition. It's official.
With nothing to show.
Nothing to show. All we know pretty much is that it's using the Battlefield 3 engine, the Frostbite 2 engine.
Which is weird. So is it going to look like... I assume it's not going to have like that sort of style.
I mean, it could.
Well, I mean, 2 basically just had that...
engine is.
2 basically just had that style to kind of cover up how ugly the engine was, right?
I guess.
That's really why that was there.
But they said, you know, they're taking the fan feedback and the critical feedback. It's going to be a big world and lots of locations.
I hope, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing.
I'll be happy if it's good.
I just wonder if you're going to be Hawk again.
Yeah, I don't know who you'd be.
I wonder if it's going to, like, really talk to Dragon Age 2, like Mass Effect talked to its prequels.
I mean, 2 kind of talked to 1. I'm talking Dragon Age, like, but not really.
It wasn't a whole lot to really happen there.
It was pretty much just like, hey, remember when this happened?
More for, like, cameo purposes later on than anything.
Yeah. But anyway, so that happened. Then a few days later, the doctors of BioWare, Ray Musica and Greg Zuschek, or however you say their names, announced their retirement from not only BioWare, but the gaming industry.
That's weird. What are they going
to
do?
The one is going to do like a kind of social media venture capitalist thing.
That sounds more fun than video games.
And the other one is focusing on craft beer.
Must have really got sick of video games.
The one actually said, like, he reached an unexpected point in his life where he no longer was passionate about it. And I mean...
It happens, I mean...
I forget who said this on Twitter. It might have been like Phil Kohler or Patrick Klepek, someone. But... good on them to realize they lost the passion and get out and make room for someone who does have the passion than to just stay there and, like, out of, like, some weird sense of duty.
How much do you think having to work for EA killed their passion?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. And one of them, I think Zuschek, I'm always mixing them up. had a lot more direct involvement with SWTOR. I wonder if that had any.
I wonder if
a few months ago they said he was like leaving the Austin studio and didn't know what he was doing.
I wonder how much that. I mean, there's been a lot of crap happening there lately. I wonder how much the Mass Effect 3 thing, that whole ending, like bothered them. The fact that basically just kind of have their fan base, sort of.
I mean,
Their games
do well. Their games are still of high quality, more or less. I mean, Dragon Age 2, I guess, notwithstanding. But yeah, there's been a lot of fan disdain.
Well, even still, let's be fair, Dragon Age 2 is not a bad game.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of fan disdain for their last three big efforts.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's got to weigh heavy on you. But they said they're working on a next full game in the Mass Effect series.
I still am confused by this. I feel like you don't need to. I feel like
you could do is do, like, a new story in that universe, even in a different timeline.
Yeah, but then it's going to be Dragon Age 2 syndrome, where you can't have the fate of the galaxy be in danger again. No, but then you have to do a smaller story, and it's hard.
They might find a way to Star Trek it.
Explain.
You know, different situations, different timelines, but same
I think the
universe.
Best thing to do would to literally Star Trek it and do it 100 years further in the timeline.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do it next generation style. Maybe you do it at a point where the humans are no longer like the newbies in the galaxy.
Yeah, and you can have like some other races that kind of entered. Yeah, I think if you are going to do it...
Literally Mass Effect the Next Generation.
Yeah, I agree. I think that is the only way to do it. If it's like set 2 years later,
yeah.
Like, I know they have, like, the one open where maybe Shepard's alive. I don't really, like, need to see that played out.
No, I agree. They also said they're working on new IP.
I hope so, yeah.
So, you know, good on them. And then finally, today, SWTOR got the server merge.
Oh, yeah?
But
how many servers now?
25? That's still a decent number. If I'm reading this correctly, it's done so that the new servers are actually higher capacity than any of the old servers were.
Right.
So it wasn't necessarily as much of a every server is empty.
Well.
But, I mean, that's part of it, I'm sure. No. But it also seemed like we can make all the servers more full.
Sure.
Than they ever were. The final thing, a little Guild Wars 2. First of all, it sold 2 million copies.
Pretty good.
Really good. So good on them.
And they don't have to worry about subscriber numbers,
too. They're there. And they've released a Mac client. In beta form this week.
Which you can, so are you going to play on that now then?
No, I don't meet the minimum requirements. It's interesting. Right. A lot of Mac games is the case where the Windows requirements are far lower than the equivalent Mac requirements.
Interesting.
So I could play it my Windows partition just fine, but I probably couldn't play it on Mac. I'm not going to bother. Yeah. That's my news.
That's it.
We'll talk about Borderlands 2.
Borderlands.
So you played a lot of it this weekend.
I did. Yeah, I got my copy sent to me on Thursday, and, and they're like, "Well, gotta beat it by Monday." So I beat it really, really late Sunday night with some help from somebody else from a Games Beat who kind of helped run me through the end a bit. I mean, you know, it would have driven me crazy if the game wasn't good. Thankfully, the game is very good.
I mean, it's a hard game to talk about in any critical sense because,
I mean,
you're
basically
running, shooting, having a good time.
Yeah, basically, like, look, did you like Borderlands 1? Because this is like that, but better.
Yeah.
And I know it's not an exciting review. And obviously my real review, which you can, you know, read on GamesBeat, venturebeat.com/GamesBeat. I kind of go more into it than that. I don't know how much I want to repeat myself here. What I really like, really the thing that I like the most is the humor.
Yeah, they've put more of an emphasis on the writing. There's more dialogue that happens in the course of play.
There's more. I read this in somebody else's review, actually. But, like, it's like, they said, you know, they kind of give you, I think it was actually Penny Arcade Report, it kind of gives you a reason to shoot things this time.
A little bit, yeah.
Because you have a sort of central villain, who I actually didn't like at first, Handsome Jack, but he grew on me.
I understood what you were saying about him being, like, almost comically evil.
Yeah.
Like, overtly, but I kind of find it funny.
It kind of fits in. It was just a little strong for me. He works for me more as the game goes on, and I liked him
from the start. I just thought he was goofy.
He was just a bit much for me. I love Claptrap, especially
Claptrap's hilarious in this game.
Especially like the first act of the game is very Claptrap heavy.
Yeah, and they did a smart thing where he is the only Claptrap in this one. In the first game, there was a bunch of Claptraps.
I like that he is like the Claptrap. You know? Kind of helps make his character stronger. I mean, I don't think they were ever expecting his character to be kind of as popular as he was.
Yeah.
So there you go. But I mean, you know, the basic idea of let's make Diablo but with guns is still very strong.
Right, and they did a lot to improve. There's some surprising new weapon types and combinations.
Right. The classes are all pretty cool.
I haven't gotten to them yet, but I've read about some of the grenade mods you get even sound really cool.
I never really got too many crazy... The craziest ones I got were ones that were like have a gravity well effect.
Yeah, I've heard of grenades that like can home in on a target and then explode as a Merv grenade.
Really?
Yeah. also, it seems to me, and I could be making this up, but from what I anecdotally remember Borderlands 1, your special ability seems to recharge faster in this one.
It might.
I find myself using it more.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, you're Zero, and yeah. I was Zero when I played through it.
Yeah.
And Zero's thing is that he simultaneously sends out a copy of himself that distracts people like a decoy, and he turns invisible. And the next attack he delivers, melee or otherwise, is more powerful. And it's more powerful the closer you wait till he becomes visible again.
Yeah, but so the sooner you get out of it, the shorter your cooldown. Mm-hmm. And it's a great escape, too.
And then my second character, I'm doing the Siren.
You seem to really enjoy. We played that together in co-op.
Well, her ability is basically like that one Mass Effect ability. Where you kind
Singularity.
Of, yeah, where you lift them up in like a stasis field. So, like, you know, they're just kind of chilling there, and you can get easy headshots on them and stuff, and I do like that a lot.
Yeah, that was... We did hit a really cool moment. It wasn't even quest-related. We were just exploring.
Yeah.
Where we found two badass bully mongs. And finally, what we realized we had to do is you actually had to run in there so that they would focus on you, leave me alone in the back to snipe. You would float them up there. I'd start headshotting them, and until we figured that out, they kept beating us up pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was kind of fun, the teamwork involved. Yeah, the co-op is awesome. It's the easy, like, the easiness of the drop in and drop out.
Works with the Xbox Live parties and everything.
Mm-hmm. I like, there's like these things called badass tokens that, for like kind of completing in-game achievements, basically, you get these tokens that you can turn in for like very small perks, like plus 1% or less of reload time. And the cool thing is though, like, they start to stack like the more you get them, and they are cross characters.
Yeah.
So.
You know what we have to do? We have to do that thing where we just trade 50 times.
Yeah.
You can even trade nothing. It still counts.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
It is really cool. And it's just massive. Because to beat the normal campaign from my review. And I always complain because people are like, this game is 70 hours long. And it's really only like 20 or whatever. Yeah, but just to do the main quest with only a little bit of the side quest was 30 hours easily. Mm-hmm. And then after you do that, you get the true Vault Hunter mode, which, you know, starts everything at level 30, because you beat the game around level 30, so you can kind of play through it again.
Yeah.
And then, even just to do it again with all the other classes, and to play with just new friends, there's a lot to do, and a lot of side quests. Some of the side quests are really fun. I don't really want to talk about some of them, because they're very clever, I don't want to ruin them, but there are some good ones. So, I think it's definitely worth checking out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
For sure.
It's a very purely fun video game.
I don't think I played anything else, that's for sure.
I did my first round of PvP in Guild Wars 2.
How's that?
It's really good. I mean, it's similar to the Battlegrounds of Warcraft, where it's kind of like its own separate thing. You go into the mist, where your character gets automatically bumped to level 80. All your utility skills are unlocked. You have good gear for level 80. You don't get every weapon type for your class, though, so that's a limitation. But you're immediately competitive, which is good. And it's really cool, because the one mechanic it introduces, just as you can revive your allies, you can finish off an opponent.
All right.
And, you know, it's a pretty long wind-up animation. It's very easily interrupted. But if you can get in there and finish off somebody, you kill any chance they have of getting revived.
That's cool.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, and the fact that you can so easily jump into it makes it really approachable.
Yeah, I need to get into some more Borderlands now that I beat. Not Borderlands. I need to get into more Guild Wars. It's funny because
I just unlocked the first dungeon. So once you get to yours, we'll run a dungeon, see how that is.
That's cool.
I mean, I think it speaks well that, I mean, Borderlands 2 came in and I was like very excited. I put 6 hours into it yesterday. But still, I played like 3 hours of Guild Wars last night.
Right.
It's a great game.
All right. I think that's kind of it-ish.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do a little break, and then we'll come back and we'll play Fable the Journey?
Yeah, we got to move the couch.
Oh, God, right. No, it's a sit-down game, remember? It's a sit-down Kinect game.
It is?
Yeah. It's designed to sit down.
Oh.
So we don't have to move the couch.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, so we're back. Took us a little longer.
Yeah, it was quite instantaneous. It's like a day later.
It's a day later. Stuff happened.
Yeah, I feel like somebody would be disappointed if I didn't talk about the Kingdom Hearts news that was announced, though.
So what about it, Mike?
So they announced Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD, which is it's Kingdom Hearts 1, the final mix version, which we actually never got here.
Well, isn't the final mix just the stuff that was in the North American version that wasn't in the Japanese version?
Well, no, but there's other stuff, too.
Oh, okay.
But the big thing was there was another secret boss in it, which ended up... It's like the secret boss is Xemnas, who is the main boss of Kingdom Hearts 2, which was okay. Cool. It was basically a big tease at the time for Kingdom Hearts 2. They're going to have the re-Chain of Memories, which was the PS2 version of Chain of Memories they made, which was originally a Game Boy Advance game, which is like a card-based Kingdom Hearts game, so that's cool. And I don't understand if they're going to have Kingdom Hearts...
No, they're doing high-res cutscenes from 358 over 2.
Okay, so basically you can see the story of it.
Yeah.
Which is...
Whatever.
Kind of okay enough, really.
I guess.
That was kind of the better part of that game. The gameplay was fine, but... Actually, the cool thing about that game was, like, its weird level-up system, where, like, you had, like, Tetris blocks that you had to fit into a grid.
Yeah.
The actual playing the game was a little...
Not so much.
I mean, it's fine, but... That's cool. It's kind of weird that they're doing it without Kingdom Hearts 2, but I guess that might be its own collection. I do wonder, though, if it's just those games.
I'm sure they'll do, like, Kingdom Hearts 2 and Birth by Sleep with, like, cutscenes from Dream Drop Distance or something. Yeah, exactly.
I do hope that, like, it's going to be a good HD version.
Yeah. Like, not just an up-res.
Yeah.
But, so, real quick, too, you saw the Phoenix Wright stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that trailer?
I saw
2D to 3D.
Older.
I academically know this, but I always forget that he's actually to the judge's left in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know why they do the camera the way they do.
Yeah, it always confusing.
But yeah, there's that.
Alrighty.
Okay. So we're going to boot up Fable the Journey.
Oh boy.
The demo.
Yeah, I guess people don't remember. I have not been kind to this series.
Fable 2 was pretty good.
Fable 2 was good.
Fable 2 a lot.
Fable 1's kind of weird. Like, Fable 1, I was very hyped for it. I was like everyone. I was like, the big thing, and then it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Fable 2 is a lot better. Then Fable 3 is an abomination of game design.
Yeah.
It was like, in the name of accessibility, he made a game for babies.
And even babies would be confused.
Yeah.
I still find it funny how, like, it told you there was, like, 150 days of the attack, and then the next day was the attack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
yeah.
All right, so...
This is the Kinect Fable game.
Depending how it goes, either I'll cut you off in 10 minutes and take over, or I'll just let you play the whole thing if it's funny enough.
All right, well, that's a lot to live up to.
I hope this works.
I haven't played Kinect in a while.
Yeah.
I've kind of lost my enthusiasm.
What I've heard of this game is the parts where you're riding the cart and steering the horse work pretty well.
Really?
The parts with the magic, not so much.
I mean, I appreciate that this is going to be...
Take a seat.
Here's a narrator. I don't want to skip this. Try to sit upright and keep your... I do like that it's a game I can sit down and play on my Kinect.
Sit upright, Mike.
You have something against my posture?
It's telling you.
Doesn't that go without saying that I'm going to put my Kinect there? I thought that was just understood.
Yeah. I don't know. They want to make sure it's going to work.
So Peter Molyneux doesn't really have anything to do with this anymore, because he left.
Yeah, I mean, he started on it.
I guess I remember hearing that, like, the guy who took over, like, his old right-hand man. Like, Peter Molyneux is very against tutorials, I guess. Uh-huh. And this guy did a 180 spin on that. He's like, no, we're doing tutorials. You have to.
I'm just curious to see how on rails it is.
Try not to sit too. I still understand how it can't be. I mean, I'm sure, like, it's on rails, but, like, do you want to go left or right here? So, like, go to...
If that's what he meant, then he's an asshole.
That's probably what he meant. Hold your left arm straight. I'm sure it is. Try this now to
begin your journey. Oh, good, it's reading that. I was worried the microphone would be in the way.
Off to a good start.
Select begin. Alright, so far so good. The Kinect is working as expected.
Raise your dominant hand to play. I like that.
Dominate, Mike, with your right hand.
That wasn't much of a tutorial.
It looks like you're right-handed.
This Kinect facial scan never works.
Yeah, well, you have to set it up, like, 3 times. It's kind of crazy. I mean, can't it just assume...
Well, I'm already signed in.
Yeah. Well, pick it.
I'm trying. It's not seeing my hand. There it is. God. Yes, I'm Tokoto. Yeah. Why do I have to face the sensor? It already failed.
It's going to try to learn, Mike.
It's arcade mode.
I don't know. Just start the game.
What the hell? Oh, you can't see me, all right. What? I'm right here.
Slide to your right a bit.
I mean, I'm
there,
right
here. There, it sees you. Wait, wave your hand.
Hey, assholes. No,
just hold it up.
I'm right here.
Because it sees me there, too.
Start game.
There it goes. I was doing it. Ah, the future.
This comes out October 9th. That's soon. The
story so far. All right, should I start the timer? No, yeah. Wait until this cutscene's done. For the summer. A tribe of dwellers is engulfed in a terrible... Oh, no.
Dude, I don't know what happened in Fable 3. Gabriel is cut off when the bridge they're crossing crumbles. No,
poor,
no.
Poor Gabriel.
Just go... Just ford the small river down there. Why is Teresa still in this stuff?
She's like the thing, man.
Don't these games take place a lot longer after Fable 1?
Yeah, she's like omnipotent or something. I don't know.
These are fucking spoilers, man.
Yeah, right?
Dun, dun.
How did you know that's what the music was going to do?
That's what the music always does. Alright, come on. Let's get this shit going.
Alright, start.
No man sent me a message.
The Pool of Sight.
Welcome, Gabriel. The pool has shown you...
I'm listening very intently.
Yes.
But you've been brought here to learn a greater truth. Your real trial is only just beginning.
Aha.
Come on. Okay.
Bolt is your primary damage spell. To cast it, bring your right hand up to your shoulder and thrust it towards your target.
Fair enough.
All right, Mike, time to engage in some magic.
Continue.
I think you have to select it.
All right. Whoa, it's going nuts. All right,
Mike, kill that statue.
Whoa. Fuck you, statue.
Okay, that worked.
It worked. So far, so good. I actually like this. Cast a spell at calibrating.
All right, so I was just going to have you... hit a bunch of statues until it's calibrated. That's fine. You know, we did this with light gun games. Yeah, you should trying to kind of aim.
Oh.
Remember that.
Okay.
Because aiming does matter in this game to a degree.
Yeah, see, like, why did that fail? See, I don't know right now if it's like, if it's really considered taking my aiming account, if it's just homing into the only target on the screen.
You know, supposedly there is some aim involved.
Why are some of these like X's and they're whirlwindy?
Because you're not aiming good.
I'm literally doing the same exact thing I did on the ones I thought was great. It's like great job.
Well, maybe you're just going
job.
Too fast.
What do you want me to do?
Well, that would have worked.
How can I be wrong if I'm calibrating? Even the ones that miss, they hit it eventually. They just do a whirlwind.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much there's just six quadrants on the screen.
You're probably right.
And you're just aiming for those general quadrants. Oh, wait, hang on. This got a little...
See, I...
Yeah, you just repeated the same motion. Yeah, and it, like, okay. Hit both the statues.
I was like, why must you be dreaming? I'll be back on the cart with Catelyn
and the others. I don't know. He's freaked out with the magics.
Target practice complete. If casting felt good... no, that's cool.
Yeah, continue.
We're good. It's like, my hand keeps, like, jumping over this continue button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know calibration's complete. You already told me that. Fuck, okay.
The hard part's just selecting the menu options. Mike, how are you moving? It's like you're on some kind of rail.
Peter Molyneux might be right. These tutorials might be kind of unnecessary.
Get it, Mike. You missed, Mike. Get that thing.
Is your other main spell. To cast push, raise your left hand up to your shoulder...
Alright, so just my other hand.
Yeah.
The spell will knock back your enemies, stunning them so they cannot attack for a short while.
Come on, let me do it.
So what I want to know is, can you play it standing up if you want to?
Why would you want to?
I don't know, the character's standing in the game right now.
Sure, fuck that.
You missed.
Why did I miss?
Went way over there.
There we go. Yeah.
Get it, Mike. Get into the water. You missed.
Yeah, fuck you. Now he'll drown. Statues can't swim.
They sink. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a slow start.
Yeah, I know.
Albion needs a new
sentinel. It's even slower than Skylanders.
Yeah.
I should have picked arcade mode.
That's kind of cool.
Here, try casting push at the target with your left hand, and then dragging sideways to clear it out of your way.
Okay. I might get rid of these statues that ominously block your path.
The Argonauts, they ain't. What the hell?
Be more deliberate.
I'm trying not to knock our microphone over.
Good call.
Yeah, that felt good enough.
Do you feel like a powerful mage?
I mean, I felt less powerful. That's like a light gun game.
Back at your enemies by using the counter spell.
Oh, when cool.
The incoming attack icon is on
the screen, counter.
Move your left hand across.
I think this is going to be... This is going to be the trouble one.
Yeah, because it's so quick to react.
So...
Well, let's try it. So your left hand, you got a shield.
What did I... Oh, I got it. I was going to say, why not my right? Yeah!
There you go.
Haha.
Take that, moving statue.
I think not. Yeah, eat it.
Alright, so far, I'm digging it. I just, like... Is this enough to sustain an entire video game is what I'm trying to figure out right now. I mean, so far it seems to be kind of working.
Come on. Oh, now I'm picking...
Arrows on the screen indicate that you can move left.
See? It's not on rails. I can move left and right.
This is a great... Alright, just mind the microphone by your head.
This is going to be interesting. Why can't I say continue?
To the right.
Fuck to the right.
Well, go up the steps, man.
You can't go up the steps. That's cheating.
I think it wants you to go back to center.
I did it. I'm safe here. There's no rolling rocks coming at me.
I mean...
These are the slowest rocks.
This is, like, interesting, I guess, but doesn't... I don't know if it needs to exist.
We'll see. If this is all going on at the same time, is it fun, I wonder? That's all I care.
Like when everything's coming at you at once.
Uh-oh.
After touch allows you to redirect your bolt spell in mid-flight.
Yeah, that's cool.
This guy's behind a wall.
Move your hand across your body in the direction you want your bolt to go.
Okay, that could be cool.
I mean, so I'll admit, so far I find this far more interesting than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I
so
got it.
So much for a total disaster.
So much for all the humor we were expecting to come out of this.
Okay, except this doesn't work right now, is it? Fuck.
Hey, you waited too long, I think.
I can't tell where the thing is.
It's got a big indicator over it.
Damn it.
You're like... No.
As soon as I spoke. Let's go into the wrong way!
Mike, you're putting your hand out there. You're going to the right like you're winding up. Just go and move.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks, coach.
Well,
All right. Yeah, there we go. I guess I was trying too hard.
Yeah.
I was a try hard.
I assume you're going to go down now.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm back. I was getting mad there. Yeah. All right, teach me something new.
Quiet's the important lore.
But our age is over. Young shoulders must bear the burden. The battle line.
Just playing around with these bolts during the stupid cutscene.
Where three once.
Don't swipe your wrist. Move the whole arm.
One must stand alone.
Oh my god! I'm playing a game now. I think.
Knock it back.
Oh.
Block.
Oh, it worked.
It did work.
Yeah.
Hey, you killed something.
All right. I got this. Shoot.
Look out.
What am I missing, this guy? Here we go. Why is it? Oh, I'm like, there's like a... My magic can like go out and become less powerful.
You don't want to rapid fire. Look out!
Oh.
Push him back.
I'm trying to block him first. I don't think the block works like that. Get out of here.
Oh, keep your arm out in front of you. You're keeping it too close to your chest.
A little hurt. Well, I'd pass it. I never went left or right.
And that's like the fundamental problem with Kinect. Like,
it just doesn't work all the
time. You have to be too specific. Yeah. No one's going to overthink their movements when they're just playing a game.
Right, yeah. It's like a lot to keep. It reminds me of, like, batting practice back when I was little. They, like, told me, like, 90 moves.
Yeah, like, swing it's like a golf bat. Swing.
And, like, they're like, they do it super slow motion. It's, like, fun. They're like, all right, here comes a baseball swing. Like, you know, your brain just takes it and go, oh,
you just kind of loosh. Yeah. Did I hit it? It is done, Mike.
Is it demo? Strength is yours.
You are ready. You're ready, Mike.
You know how to move your arms. The
hour of his arrival draws near. Whose arrival? Man, I hate these overwrought stories. It's a game where you go up to people and fart. Let's not oversell it.
How do I pass this?
And I'll shoot that thing.
Good job, badge guy. I don't have a fire spell. Oh, here we go. Fireball spell. This is a powerful attack that will damage multiple targets. It can also be aftertouched to create several smaller fireballs. All right.
All right.
To charge a fireball, raise your right hand and wave it from side to side.
Okay.
You can also charge the spell by raising your hand and saying fireball.
Oh. I could say fireball instead. I was going to do that. I'll try both. Fireball!
Yeah, I don't see your right hand. There you go.
Fireball! Yeah.
Here, try waving. It's kind of cool. Like you're scrubbing the spell up.
Right.
No, you fool.
What?
Your other hand.
Oh, they want me to push?
Yeah. Hey, pusher! That's an inside joke. Alright.
Fireball!
Moving forward on your own, off you go. Don't flick your wrist. Move the whole arm.
Fireball. Yes! See what nice. I did there? Oh, I should have done fireball. I don't think these spiders like fire. They never do. Fireball.
Oh, that's like a little cutscene.
Hollow Man.
Oh, I hate these guys. So we can't call them zombies. Oh, look God. Out! Nice.
Yep.
That was too close to your chest.
I was too busy casting fireballs. Or lightning, I'm sorry. Low on. Die! Fireball! Oh, he's dead.
Yeah. Well, you got a fireball.
I still have
charge
this fireball now. Charge and ready to go.
Yes. Get that guy! Yeah!
Yeah!
Show who's boss!
Yeah! Yeah, he
damn stuff. It, why does this actually look kind of fun?
Yeah, I'm kind of annoyed that I like this a little bit right now.
Push him back! Oh, watch your magic. Get ready to block. There you go. Damn it, this actually looks cool!
Fireball! Fireball! Fireball!
Sorry, I think I talked over you.
It's okay, I waved my hand.
Damn, that's kind of cool.
It's ramping up here. Fireball! Oh, shit, I didn't get the fireball. I think I'm saying it too frantically. Oh, yeah. God, he's dead.
I think you're better off just to wave the hand. Whoa! Damn it! You can access your upgrades
from the... Ooh, upgrades. To pause the game now, hold your left arm. Alrighty, time to get my upgrades. I can't see my left arm anymore. Fuck. Left arm, right here.
Yeah, it's like right behind our microphone. Eh, don't worry about it, just continue.
I gotta get my upgrade. There you go.
No, that was the example video. And your first
upgrade token. What's that? No, this thing will see my arm. Access your upgrades from the pause menu. To pause the game, I saw it earlier.
Yeah.
Let me get center.
Wave it a little bit. There it goes.
There we go.
Damn. Yeah, it's like right behind the microphone.
If I kind of move it, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Upgrades. Enhanced bolt. Oh, I guess I gotta select that. There's only two at a time. That's kind of nice, I guess.
Bouncing.
After hitting its target, your bolt will rebound damage.
Oh, so it becomes chain lightning.
Yeah. Redeem Fable Heroes Gold.
Oh, that's that Xbox Live Arcade game they made.
Didn't nobody like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Alrighty, resume. Let's
see, how much time do we have? 6 more minutes, Mike. Get him.
I don't think the thing works when they're
no,
like...
No, it's supposed to. You're doing this. Like, right. You're like right up against your chest. Keep it out in front of you. Like a shield would.
Fireball.
Move.
Damn it, that time I don't know why it didn't work. That's not my problem. Like, just, like... You kind of have to, like, just expect that things just aren't going to work every time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's working more than I thought, I guess. I don't know why that one went so wild. I've never really leaned yet. I never really found that too useful.
See, don't flick your wrist. Move the whole thing.
Oh, God, this guy's got a shield.
Push him. Swipe him sideways. Push him and swipe sideways. The other way, I think.
There. You're right, you're right. Yeah.
Get that guy. Now get rid of his shield. Yeah. Nice.
Lol.
I'll be damned. This is not terrible. How's it feel? I mean...
That feels fine.
Yeah?
It's not bad. I'm having fun.
What? That she's dead? Oh, someone else. I thought it was Teresa talking. Get that blade.
Well, I'm getting a sword? Is this one get stupid?
I don't know. I'm curious to see if this is going to let you do any horse riding. Hands look pretty underwater to me. Pull them out and put them back in. Grab? I don't know. Oh, there it goes.
I assume this one's not going to do so much like character customization stuff.
Oh, you get like a lance now you can throw?
Hmm. Where is it? Where do I can't even tell if it's referencing an old Fable game or not.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Charge the spell. Pull your right hand back over your shoulder like you're throwing a sphere.
Okay. You can also summon the spell by raising your hand and saying magic shards. Magic shards. Weird. Alright, let's do it.
Yep. Alright, hit that thing.
Whee.
There you go. Ooh, cool music. Ooh, what's down there, Mike? Let's go look.
I hope there's a.
This is still on rails, though. I mean, it's cool, but it's on rails.
Oh, it's definitely on rails.
What an asshole.
Give me a break. It might be, like, the best on rails game ever, but.
Right. Look out, Mike! Dodge!
Oh, God. What the fuck? Just,
you literally just turned like a cat fight. Like, ah!
Oh, okay, this is a little... I was like...
You literally just started waving your arms like, oh, no. To explain, he was going down like a waterfall, and there were obstacles in the way, and he was supposed to lean to dodge them. It just completely panicked.
Well, there was one where they're on all three. I couldn't yeah. So I had to shoot it. I literally was just like waving my arms like
you're
an asshole.
Like, what do I do? What do I do?
The game probably could recognize that and say, no, we're not giving you anything.
Yeah, you lose a heart. I think a boss is about to appear.
Oh, cool.
This looks like a large arena, and there's rum. Oh! Oh, my God, that's a big thing. Get it, Mike!
I'll shoot it with magic.
He's going to yell at you first.
Please don't end
the
demo.
Oh, no, he's got you.
Oh, God. He threw me.
Ooh, that had to hurt.
Well, this is giving me some distance.
That was strangely cool for some reason. He's laughing
like
at
an
you.
Asshole.
Get it! You gotta pay attention. When you miss, then you gotta just drop your arm and get your aftertouch thing. Oh, you took out that rock. Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, that's cool. You're like moving between cover points. Throw a spear.
I don't know if I can do an aftertouch on my spear.
Yeah, so you could shoot those rocks from the air. You should probably try to do that. Yeah, you see, you're just losing cover.
Yeah.
It's like Space Invaders. There you go. Yeah, get in the mouth. Nope, Hollow Men, to your right. There you go. You're doing stuff. Look out!
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he did like a wave attack at you.
Yeah, I think I just had to dodge that.
Yep, up. Here, we'll let you finish this boss. Come on. Beginning was so damn slow. Careful, you're out of magic.
My arm's starting to hurt.
Look out! Hollow Men! Wave faster.
Wave faster, boy. The spear's a little hard to aim.
Well, hold. Yeah, I think they want you to hold back and then kind of get ready and not as rapid fire with it, you know?
Yeah.
Look out.
I always get hit by that.
Get ready to hit this rock. There you go. Hollow Men again. Nice. Look out.
Shit.
Oh! Damn, this is kind of cool. Just saying.
You got it. I did.
Push that guy back. Now he's stunned. Oh, you like ripped his arm out.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, nice. You can like disarm the Hollow Man. That's kind of cool. Look out. Oh, knock that thing down with the spear. Think you missed. No, he got it.
Oh.
Drive it down into him.
Oh, dude! Oh, shit, I like this.
Son of a bitch! Alright. I think that's the end of the demo. We didn't even do the horse riding part, which the review said was the good part.
The preview.
All right, this is just a little wrap-up cinematic, yeah, so let's...
Just unmute it.
All right. Well, that was not awful.
I am shocked. I've been nothing but railed on this game.
Railed. Funny choice of words.
I unrailed it.
Well, we now have to give this game a little more careful notice, I guess. In the meantime, let's see what's coming out the rest of the week.
That's an effective demo, because you completely 180'd me.
Yeah, it really did.
Like, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I had more fun than I did playing Fable 3, that's for sure.
Yeah, right? All right, well.
I do want to try this horse stuff now, but.
For the rest of the week now, so we got Borderlands 2, which we talked about, Jet Set Radio, which I got the demo downloaded.
All right.
Little Big Planet Vita, Torchlight 2, Kinect Nat Geo TV.
What?
The Kirby Dream Lands Collection Special Edition.
I want to get that.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD is on PC. Rayman Jungle Run, real quick. I downloaded this last night.
What's this?
It's awesome.
Is it like Rayman Origins?
Yeah, like, I thought it was going to be like Cannibal with the Rayman Origins skin.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, like, if you hit a wall, you just stop running. Like, there's no insta-death. It's like, imagine if you're trying to play Rayman Origins without ever stopping.
Well, is it like those demos they show for Rayman Legends?
Kind of, like...
Which I played, but they were awesome.
I mean, I didn't play it, but, like... You're always running, and so you're just in charge of jumping and gliding. But, like, you can still switch direction if you wall jump. Mm. It's really, really good, and it looks gorgeous.
That's cool.
It's the same engine.
That's cool.
Kinect Sports Ultimate Collection. It's just the first two games in one package.
No.
I wonder if they're on the same disc. That'd be even better. And anyway.
I want to play this Resident Evil demo now later today.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Catch us at ebpodcast.com, where we'll have the poll for next week's first 20.
Which will
include Pikmin 2 and two other games that we'll figure out.
If you have anything you want to suggest, let us know.
Yeah, let's say in the comments. I think this works. Like, let's leave comments open for nominees until Sunday, and then Sunday I'll put up the polls.
Keep in mind, try to make it something accessible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to buy a game for you, assholes.
Yeah. Demos are good. that's it. Find us on iTunes and leave us a review, please. And we're on ebpodcast.com, as I said, facebook.com/explodingbarrel, and at Exploding Barrel on Twitter.
Can I tell you what? Try out this demo for this Fable Journey.
Yeah, it's surprisingly cool looking. I'm going to try it later. That's it, guys. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next time right here in the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Adios.
AJ, I got a lot of problems, man. I mean, my wife left me. Nobody loves me. I got this shit job, and I don't have any audiobooks.
Well, I can help you out with one of those, Michael. How would you like not only an audiobook, but a free audiobook?
Tell me more.
If you go to audibletrial.com/ebpodcast, not only will you get a free audiobook, but a one-month free trial to audible.com, where they have thousands of audiobooks available to listen to on your computer, iPod, or Android phone.
Wow, and is some of that revenue going to go to Exploding Barrel?
I sure hope so.
Wow, I feel slightly less like I need to kill myself.
Well, that was not awful.